The Christmas Yeti Visit. In the cozy town of Snowflake Ridge, a large, snowy figure wandered into the Johnson family's warm living room. This was no ordinary visitor. It was a Yeti with fluffy fur, as white as the fresh winter snow outside. The curious creature accidentally bumped into the sparkling Christmas tree, sending ornaments tumbling down. "Oh no, our tree!" Mom gasped, a frown forming on her face as she saw the mess. Dad furrowed his brow and stood up bravely. "Mr. Yeti, I must insist you go back home. This place is not for a Yeti," he declared, pointing towards the snowy mountains. But Stephen and Susan, the Johnson kids, saw the Yeti's gentle eyes and felt a mix of excitement and pity. "Wait," they both cried. "What if he has nowhere to go on Christmas? Can't he stay with us for a little while?" Their voices were full of hope as they looked at their parents. Seeing the pure kindness in their children's hearts, Mom and Dad exchanged a glance. Maybe this Christmas was about opening their home to unexpected guests. "All right," Mom said, softened by the spirit of the season. "He can stay for Christmas dinner." The Yeti's eyes sparkled like the icicles outside, and a warm, rumbling sound, much like a purr, echoed in the living room. Stephen and Susan cheered and quickly set to making a big paper crown for their new friend. Soon, laughter filled the air, and the sound of chimes signaled a Christmas filled with joy and a new story of friendship that would be told for years to come.